This year's May Bumps on Cam FM. All the action at the riverside. Every stroke. Every sweep. Every bump. As and when it happens. On 97.2.
W3.
Right, so this W3 division, at the head of the division we've got Keys W2. Below them, Hugh Hall W1, racing under Lucy Cavendish's blue and black blade. Below them, Queens W2, Corpus W1, Lucy W2 are looking for blades today after their over bump and a half on Thursday. Trinity Hall, Fenner, Pitwall W2, Cats W2, Gertz W2, Selwood W2, Murray Edwards W2, Pembroke W3, who are on for Spoons. Ever W3, first and third W2 also on for Spoons. Newnham 3, Blair Hall 1, Fitz 2, Sydney 2, and finally the sandwich boat Jesus 3. Boom, we are go here, and immediately I can see behind me Girton W2 seem to have made a strong start. Trinity Hall 2 have pulled out perhaps two lengths over the Cat 2 boat behind them. And further back, we're looking at Selwyn and Murray Edwards. Murray Edwards perhaps closing a little bit. A lot of boats coming round the corner from Bates Bite Lock up towards me. A competitive race so far. Let's just go up to first post corner for Keys W2.
So yes, Ed, I can just see them coming rounding the corner towards me now as they're getting cheers from the college tent in Ozier Holt. Keys W2 looking very strong, but they're being closely pursued by Hughes 1. They're still on station. Hughes 1 maybe looking slightly sloppier. Their bow missing a stroke there. The Keys girls are looking very strong, taking a very nice line through first post corner. Hughes maybe slightly wider, but behind them maybe opened up two boat lengths here is Queens W2. They're also looking strong. Very little splashing going on here, and behind them Corpus W1 also looking good. Corpus taking a very tight line. They're dead.
We have whistles here at the motorway bridge. We have a tight battle between first and third two who are trying to avoid their spoons. With Newnham 3, the bow ball is overlapping. The Cox has their hand in the air. That is a bump here, and it looks like there will be a bump further back between, I think that's Sydney Sussex 2 and Jesus 3 at the back of the division. Back to you, Tim.
So I've just got Maudlin 2 running past me now. They're closing down on Corpus. They're looking for their blades there. There's only half a length in it coming into the gut. Behind them is a lot of clear water, and Cats have overlap on Trinity Hall here. Cats 2 with overlap on Trinity Hall 2. Their bow balls past the cock, so that's concession. Pit Hall have been bumped by Cats. Pit Hall 2 bumped by Cats 2 on first post corner. Ed, anything more with you?
No, the back boat, Jesus 3, bumped up on Sydney Sussex 2 just before the motorway bridge. If that sounds exceptionally close to the start, because some of the boats hadn't started by this point. Remember, the boats would have rowed about half a mile almost by the time they got here from the back of the division. Back to you, Tim.
Right, so I think I've seen everyone row past me. Have we got any news between Fitz W2 and Claire W1, Ed?
No, Fitz and Claire both rowed past me. That's not to say there hasn't been a bump. But no, I could see them, actually. I could see those two boats still going away in the distance. Let's go to Hannah at Glassy.
Yes, Hannah. Yes, I'm here at Glassy Corner. The first three boats in the division, Keys, Hugh Hall and Queens, have rowed past me. But now there has just been a bump. Maudlin W2 have bumped up on Corpus W1 at Glassy Corner. Tim, any more from where you are?
No, everything's gone quiet. I have yet to see if the Claire Hall fit stuff. Oh, here it comes. Here comes Claire Hall coming into view here. It looks like, and I can see the blade fixed. There looks to be about half a length in this as we come towards the fifth centre of your hole. Billy Field is going for this as well. They're cheering like mad. Fitz with about a length in it, I think, here. But Fitz taking a nicer line in first place corner. There could be a bump here. I'll get back to you, Hannah. Anything else going on at Grassy?
Yes, well, I've just had a lot of clear water either side of them, and I can't get to see any more boats. So presumably Murray Edwards W2 have bumped up on Selwyn W2. and I'm still waiting for any more boats. But Mike, can you yet see the top three boats coming round onto the Long Reach?
Nothing on the Long Reach yet. Adam, what are you seeing at Ditton?
I'm seeing Seasaw actually catching up slightly on Keys there. I think they pushed that gap down to about 1.5. So that might be one to watch up at Long Reach. Further back, yeah, we've really not got much. I can see the rather lonely blades here. I think it's Girton W2 with lots and lots of space in front of them. Behind them, I can't really see boats. It suggests to me that Selwyn and Murray may have bumped out somewhere along the course. Apart from that, not seeing much here. How's things looking up at Long Reach?
Hannah!
So the first few boats coming around the Long Reach now, I can see the base of Keys W2.
Hannah.
What happens as soon as they turn that ship to corner is the wind fight. When I was fighting, I'm on my way back. Diving back. Hannah, what are you seeing?
Hannah, yes. I've just seen Fitz W2 bump up on Clare Hall W1 at Grassy. They were coming on a tight line, and Fitz have just managed it. But
Hannah,
Mike, any more from
things
you?
Things looking interesting now. A Long Reach, yeah, Keys. Keys are being pursued here by Hugh Saw Lucy Cav combined boat. Don't be confused about blades, guys. It's the Lucy Cav blades. Don't often see those. They've, as Keys turned into the Long Reach, the wind certainly hit them, and they really felt it. They actually ended up deviating towards the towpath side of the bank, and that allowed Lucy Cav to bring that length down to what looks like, I would say, 3/4 of a length as we go down the Long Reach. Let's stay with this one. Then, on the station further back, a length and a half behind them, is Queen's W2. This is going to be all about power now. You've got 25 knot headwinds to row into. Now down to half a length. This is half a length between Keys, who are being pursued here by Lucy Cav and Hughesaw combined boat. And then 2 lengths behind those or so is the Queen's boat. Let's just stay on this for the moment. Lucy Cav trying to row really hard. They're both racing about the same at the moment. Both rowing well, keeping the blades nice and double feathering. But Keys seem to be the slower ones here. Lucy Cav are really pushing hard for it. But watch out, Queens is now closing that 2-length gap down to 1.5. Let's go a bit further back up. What are you seeing at Grassy, Hannah?
Well, at Grassy, there's not a lot of action.
Hannah.
We've just got the 4 more duck boats, the 2 bumps here at Grassy, which was Fitz W2 on Clare Hall W1 and Maudlin W2 on Corpus Christi W1.
Right, so I'm doing an Andy Winfield on the Long Reach, and we're now running just off the towpath. The distance is down to a length. It's Keys holding off the Lucy Cav Hughesaw combined boat. A length and a half behind those is Queen as they go towards the railway bridge. Remember, this is the top women, so the finish is at Peter's Post. There's still a little while to go yet, and one more corner to negotiate. I don't know if they're going to be able to do it, guys. Keys, as we go towards the railway bridge, are keeping that length distance between them and Lucy Cav. And it's Queens here,
Tim,
who are the only ones making progress. Queens are the ones who are bringing that down to just a length distance. Tim, what are you seeing?
Right, so I've just seen Murray Edwards filter past
Tim.
Me with their foliage on, so I can confirm that Murray Edwards 2 bumped up on Selwyn 2. Adam, is that you, further down?
I'm here at Disney. I can only suggest that I suspect Emmanuel must have bumped up on Pembroke, who I've not seen go by. So yeah, it's looking like bumps pretty much all the way down through the lower division except from the top three boats, and Girton with the borough.
Tim, there. So I've seen I've seen Emmanuel, I can now see Emmanuel with foliage, and I've seen previously Pembroke row out with nothing, so I think Emma 3 have bumped on Pembroke 3, which I think sorts out the bottom of the division as 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 bumps in the bottom of the division, or at various points along the course, and I think Girton have rowed over.
Right, you need to the top then, as before. As we go under the railway bridge, past the morning pole, we've got Pete, who will be hammered by Lucy Cam, just not able to catch them. It's still a leg apart, maybe get down to 3/4. As they turn the corner around morning pole, the finish is tight now, so I think it's going to end up being a very exhausting row over. Behind those, Queen has not managed to close the gap much on the Lucy Cav Hughes Hall cruise. It was late as it went under the railway bridge. I'm watching them disappear out of time from morning cold now.
They're
really hard, but they look exhausted. There we are, there's a hand in the air. Would you believe it? It was the Queen's boat, by the look of the thing, that managed to
snag, Lucy Cab. Now, I definitely saw a cox's hand. That was a clatter of blades. I'm not sure. I'm just too far away. Let's just see if they are indeed boring, or whether that was her miscommunication. But it looks like Keith is free to escape the top of the row over. But I'm not too sure about this, because I thought I saw a hand. It didn't look like it. They are still rowing. I think that was somebody else's arm. So, by the looks of things, Keith are still looking good for a row over.
Yeah, no, it's fine.
You saw Lucy Cab's five boat. It looked like Queen's just going to the tank to spot them, but the distance isn't quite right. They're still rolling. So I think, as they're going across Peter's Post now, that's three rowers at the top. We'll have to confirm that. So I think it's rowers for Keats, W2. Rowers for Lucy Cab, W1. Five boats and a row.
Shall I then run down the W2? We called it, Mike.
What's looking... What, give us a run down from further back. What are we... Yes, Tim, what have we seen so far then?
Right, so I'll... I think we've got everything together now. Running down from the top of the division, we think Keys W2 have rode over at the head of the division. And then below that, we think we've got a bump between Queen's W2 and Hughes Hall Lucy Cav W1, but we'll confirm that very shortly. Maudlin 2, then
no, I think
up in Corpus Christi 1, winning over Blade.
So, Tim, I think the outcome that Queen's W2 and Hughes Call W1. I thought I saw the cox's hand. I don't know. I don't think that was the cox's hand. I think that was somebody else's. Quite what was going on, I don't know. But they carried on rowing. I think it is three rowers at the top.
May bumps.
Cam FM.
Results.
So for the W3 division that we just raced, we had Keys at the top. They did manage to hold off Hughes Hall, and they rode over. Hughes Hall and Lucy Cav combined boats were bumped by Queen's W2. This wasn't what I saw. I saw around about Morley's Holt what I thought was a cox's hand in the air, and it wasn't actually. Well, it may have been a cox's hand, but it wasn't a true concession. Because what then happened is Hughes Hall carried on round Morley's Holt to aim for Peter's Post, and then just before the finish line, Hughes Hall kept heading in a straight line to try and head off and hit the get over the line and therefore keep Queen's W2 off. However, Queen's W2 was so close to them that they managed just to snag them on the stern before they crossed the line. We're speaking to the marshals who saw it. They said that if Hughes Hall had actually taken themselves off the racing line and gone and run towards the towpath side, they would have actually avoided Queen's. So it's one of those rare situations where actually you do steer to avoid or catch the boat when the racing line is right in front of you. Sorry, when the finish line is right in front of you. So Hughes Hall, Lucy Cav, W1 were bumped by Queen's just before Peter's Post. Corpus Christi W1 were bumped by Moreland W2. Moreland W2 have gone up a total of 7 places. Now, if you look at the bumps chart, you might see it looks a bit odd because there was sort of an overbump where Moreland managed to clear 3 places on the second day. What actually happened, there was a load of technical decisions, and the only thing that made sense was to give St. Cat's a technical row over on that day, and then award Moreland over bump and a half. So they ended up going up 7 by bumping Corpus Christi. Tit Hall were bumped by St. Cat's W2. Tit Hall getting their spoons. Girton rode over. Selwyn 2 were bumped by Murray Edwards 2. Pembroke 3 bumped by Emmanuel 3. First and third 2 bumped by Newnham 3. So first and third 2 getting their spoons. Clare Hall were bumped by Fitzwilliam 2. Sydney Sussex 2 bumped by Jesus W3. That means Jesus W3 get their blades. And I'm now losing track of how many Jesus crews have managed to get blades. It's at least 2 so far, because the men's did it. The men's third boat did it. And now it looks like the women's third boat has done it. So celebrations all around at the college.
May bumps.
Cam FM.